There are stories on every street corner of the city. One audio producer drives a cab around the valley and records some of the people she meets. Here's one of those conversations.
Your cab driver, Regina Rivazova, is here. I drive people to places, people tell me stories, and I record them. Drivers do get lost time to time. Either apps freeze or street address gets confusing. That's how I ended up on a narrow street with a large cracks, downtown Phoenix. Then I saw a big and bright mural, two men working on it, dark blue tarp protecting them from 117 degree heat. Aren't you hot out there?
We could have just said, hey, look, it's too hot now. We'll pick it up when it's cooler. But we decided, you know what, let's just tough it out and let's get this thing done. So we were doing it at 2 o'clock in the afternoon till 6 when the sun went over the building. But my God, you're like in an oven, even though you're in the shade, but you're in an oven. So we might as well be in the shade and not quite in the oven in the morning time.
Right. Yes.
So we switched over to morning time.
These are two artists, Jose Andres Ciron and Roman P. Reyes. Both veterans, both are behind dozens of other murals in Phoenix and other parts of the world.
I did a mural for His Highness Sheikh Zayed Nayan of Abu Dhabi.
I canceled the trip, turned off the driving apps, and turned on the mic.
I'm native. He's Mexico, but he's a citizen.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, show me your papers, man.
I was born in Gomez Palacio, Durango, Mexico. My dad was a minister. The only people that he was able to minister were farm workers. So we traveled throughout the Southwest, working in fields, picking cotton, the saje de betabel, which is beets. When I was working in the fields, I would find out where the clay was, and I would take it home and sculpt little things. And people would, in the community would tell me, don't be an artist, you're going to starve to death.
I went through a lot of stuff in Vietnam, you know, you can't help it, you know, that's that PTSD that you get when you're a combat veteran, you know, but art helped me through all that, and it still does. And back then, we weren't treated very well when we got back in Vietnam, and it really sucks, and it hurts, it still does.
Oh, no, you had to, as soon as you got to the airport and got off the plane, you ran in and changed clothes right away. So you don't have to wear your uniform.
And that's a shame. You have to do that. And I was a decorated veteran, and everybody had long hair, and here I am, my little short hair. I just got back from Vietnam, you know. Immediately tried to grow my hair and assimilated to, and tried to forget about Vietnam. But I couldn't. I could never forget about Vietnam. And I would wake up, and I would think that I was back there again. And I just, every once in a while, I still dream about that. As we get older, we don't even realize that, hey man, your life's almost over, man. You've done a lot. I mean, we don't feel that way. We feel like we're just beginning. So how much longer are we going to keep creating artwork? Well, we don't know until we can't no more.
Ask my daughters, and I give an example. They give me stuff for Father's Day or for Christmas, and they'll give me like kitchen things, you know. And I get them and I use them for my art, like a mixer. I go, oh, now I can mix my chemicals. Or they'll give me a slicer. Oh, I can slice my clay now. And so they all laugh because they say everything I do is for art.
Yeah, see, art is for us. It's like our mistress, you know, my
yes.
Wife is so jealous of art. I mean, she knows that I have to do my art. And there's no such thing as art. She would like for me to stay with her all the time, you know, but she accepts that, and I appreciate that. Otherwise, we would have been divorced a long time ago.
Regina Rivazova is a producer in Phoenix. There's more at openconversation.com, and you're listening to the show.